Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, the best of the medical news and really what it means to you week by week. So, Americans' obsession with sugar starts in infancy. Carry and wear earplugs like the rock stars do. Workplace noise in daytime is linked to sleep problems at night and a more than 40% rise in heart attacks in people who have loud noises at work. Drug driving on the rise? Yeah, that's right. As I was driving, I looked over to my right, and the guy was lighting up a joint. How common is that, and what does it do? And what should you do if that happens? Make Americans procreate again. Taking a prenatal vitamin for at least 3 months prior to planned conception or at all times when having sex if you're in that pregnancy-bearing age, because vitamin D deficiency is tied to a lot of miscarriages. We'll talk about that study as well and what it means for you and your family. And rural America struggles with obesity more, the obesity epidemic, more than the urban group does. But urban is bad. Just look at the behinds in any airport or sporting event. And is genetic testing now worth the reduced price? Doctors have cost concerns about the 75,000 now genetic tests that are available and unrealistic patient expectations leading to unproven treatments. And probably the most important story of the week, wear goggles. That's right. Firecracker injuries are people holding a firecracker and blowing off their hand. That's pretty stupid to hold the firecracker. But even more so, kids and young kids have sparklers and they fall on them and damage their eye, those sharp things. Make sure that anyone with a sparkler or fire near a firecracker has goggles on. That's the most important way for tomorrow you to avoid the injuries. That's right, we're doing this on the 3rd of July, and you should know firecracker injuries and sparkler injuries are going to be damaging someplace and somewhere in America. We have it every year that kids lose an eye, lose a hand, lose a finger, some of each every year. Don't be one of them. Make sure if you're lighting firecrackers, there's a clear area for you to get away from near the firecracker. If it doesn't go off, don't immediately look at it. Make sure, in fact, you have plenty of water and other stuff to put out the flame. It's too important, if you will, to avoid it. So opioids, now those are the top stories, and I want to really make sure that everyone hears that on the firecrackers. If you're going to give your kids a sparkler, buy those goggles. They're relatively cheap, and make sure they wear goggles when they have the sparklers. It's a good thing to teach them about that, because you want them to have the goggles when they do firecrackers and when you do firecrackers as well. Okay. Next set of stories is the stories on be careful to not let kids light them. That's the firecracker story. Next story is about opioids. Let's get into these stories. So in 2016, 1 in 65 deaths in the entire U.S. of all the deaths involved opioids. And among younger adults, it's 1 in 5. So got to be really careful when you need pain relief, talk about other things than opioids, because the drugs are so good now. Back in my era of practicing anesthesia and critical care, 78 to 85, we didn't have the drugs that were so good that you could get addicted to them easily. But now they're so good, it's really easy to get. You know, back when you had morphine and Demerol and those were the things, they had significant side effects that made people not want to get addicted to them. But now the fentanyl and the carfentanyl and sufentanyl, they're so good. And even the prescription ones, the hydroxycodone, et cetera, are so good that you can get easily addicted to them. And 29,000 deaths last year, in 2016, that is, were related to opioids. 1.5% of all deaths and a fifth of deaths in that 25 to 34-year age range due to opioids. Whew, horrible. Okay, increasing in all age groups. We talk enough about it. Remember, don't try it once. While teens are taking fewer risks with sex and drugs, but face new challenges, today high school students have less sex and take fewer drugs than those of the decades past, but they face risks of the pain pills and texting, according to CDC. That is 39.5% say they had sex of high school students, down from 54%. I don't know whether that's good or not. You know, you don't want them to have sex, but you want America to procreate again. You don't want them to be afraid of sex, if you will. And if you will, that's the 48% had sex in 2007, so stable decrease. 14% used cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, inhalants, hallucinogens, or ecstasy, down from 22%. But many more are using pain medicines and prescribed codeine, Vicodin, or Percocet without a prescription. And many more are vaping or using marijuana. And 31% said they've felt sad or hopeless for at least 2 weeks at a time. Whew. These are increases that are scary. And I mean, a third of kids say that when they drove, they texted. Oh, God. These are horrible things. So I don't know how to scare kids away from it, but texting while driving while you've got a drug on board is scary. And that's something that we have to worry about, because there are a lot more, everyone that is using drugs and drugs while driving. That's right. Drug driving is on the rise as marijuana and opioids use put motorists at risk, according to the Highway Safety Association. Some 44% of drivers killed in crashes in 2016 who were tested afterwards had drugs in their system, according to this Governor's Highway Safety Association. It's a association of governors of each of the states. That's up from 28% a decade ago. And of the drug drivers killed in crashes, more than half tested positive for multiple substances. So don't drive while, and what did I do? So the guy next to me was lighting up a joint as I was at a stop sign driving in the state of Colorado. And what do you do? Well, it's a little scary. So you have two thoughts, at least in my mind. You either speed up and get away from him or slow down. He didn't. I slowed down and followed him for a little bit. He didn't appear erratic, so I just slowed down and went on my way and avoided being on the same streets as he was on. The next story this week that we're going to cover is story about doctors have cost concerns about genetic tests. 75,000 new genetic tests on the market. 4 per day are coming on the market. And most of us physicians don't know what to do. I mean, 75,000 tests, there's no way any one person can know how to interpret them all or do it appropriately. And most primary care docs aren't comfortable. The cost has come down from $1 million to do all your genetic codes in 2001 to $1,000 in 2008, now $400, thought to be coming down to $100. But what do we do with all the data? Do we have any way of helping you? And the answer is most people don't change behavior when they learn those genetic test results. Food with carbs and fats. We're really addicted to foods that have carbs and fats together, like donuts and like chicken wings, etc. Turns out that carbs and fats together light up your brain much more than either alone, which just tells you how come we're addicted to those fat, carbohydrate-rich foods. The next story I want to get to is that workplace noise is linked to daytime sleep problems and a 45% incidence in heart attacks. That's right. If you perceive there's a loud sounds and you aren't wearing ear protection, not only do you not sleep as well and have much higher stress hormone releases and higher blood pressure, but in addition, you have an increased risk of heart attacks. So how did they do this? They looked at sleep time and slow wave sleep or the deepest stages of non-REM sleep. Those were really decreased with people who lived in loud noises. Rural America struggling with the obesity epidemic. Everyone's struggling with it harder in rural America. You don't understand why, because they should have more exercise, more physical activity. But most of rural America is more obese than most of urban America. The other stories that I want to get to, if you will, relate, and we did a bunch on the opiates, but what I want to do is talk about the data that we had last week that when you do vigorous exercise, it helps prevent dementia, but once you get dementia, it doesn't help reverse it. In this large study from the United Kingdom. And I think that's all of the stories that are really key, except for one more. Non-drinkers as likely as heavy drinkers to miss more days of work due to illness. We don't know why this is, whether drinking a little bit and having to walk to a pub. This is a study from the United Kingdom, 47,000 people. Pretty big study, pretty good data, but those who had 1 to 11 drinks a day for women, well, not a day, a week for women, 1 to 34 for men, so it's staying under heavy inebriation, but those who had moderate drinking had many fewer absentee days than those who did a lot of drinking. We don't know why that is. And it's also they had less absentee days than those who did no drinking. There are new vaccines that are starting to be available. We'll talk more about those next week because these new vaccines turn on your immune system, which seems to be able to defeat some brain cancers and some other cancers. This is a really big thing. And vitamin D deficiency, get your vitamin D levels. People with low levels of vitamin D were 10% more likely to have miscarriages and 25% more likely to have miscarriages if their level was very low. Those are the top medical news stories of the week. I want to remind you one more time, wear goggles. Buy extra sets of goggles so you have them around. If you're going to have firecrackers and you have friends come over or you have sparklers for kids, make sure the kids wear goggles. It teaches them precautions about it. But in addition, it will help prevent a blind eye, we hope. And top medical news stories of the week. Remember, opioids are really a problem. And the good news is kids are using less of the other drugs in high school, except for more marijuana, more texting while driving, and more e-cigarettes. And drug driving is on the rise. What do you do about it? We don't know. And the other one is, don't ask your doc to get a genetic test on you yet, because we don't know what to do with most of the results, except for if you've got a strong family history of an early onset of some disease in your family, that is. That's it for the news of the week and what you should do about it. Remember, wear goggles. And thanks, Ben, for good engineering, great engineering. And especially thank you for downloading us. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest for this set of 897. So you've been listening to 897A. And the guest of the week, should I tell you or let you download 897B? I probably should let you download 897B, but I'll give you a hint. We're going to talk about Lyme disease with someone who developed Lyme disease and has learned how to fight it. The Lyme solution, his own problems with it, started him on the pathway to explaining it to you. You'll hear about Darren Ingalls talking about the Lyme disease and the Lyme solution. We'll be right back when you download us again. Thanks very much for listening to us, and we'll be back next week with a new News of the Week and what it means to you.